UN nuclear inspectors are to enter Iran on Saturday to visit the country's new uranium enrichment plant.
Iran's English-language press TV reports that International Atomic Energy Agency inspectors are beginning a three-day visit to Iran Saturday to examine the country's Fordow nuclear enrichment facility near the holy city of Qom. Existence of the underground facility, first revealed in September, raised international suspicion over the extent and aim of the country's nuclear program. U.S. President Barack Obama warned Iran at the time that it would face increased pressure if it failed to reveal all of its nuclear activities. The Iranian News Network says that the U.N. inspectors will spend 2 or 3 days in Iran to complete their inspections of the new facility, which is still under construction. The head of Iran's Atomic Energy Organization, Ali Akbar Salehi, says that Tehran is allowing the UN inspectors to visit the Fordow enrichment facility to prove Tehran's goodwill and to reassure the world community of its peaceful nuclear activities. Iran's primary nuclear enrichment facility in Natanz has continued to operate since 2007, despite sanctions by the UN Security Council. IAEA Chief Mohammad al-Baradei rebuked Iran for not disclosing the existence of the Fordow plant. The international community is worried that Tehran is planning to install a new generation of sophisticated centrifuges to enrich uranium at a much faster pace. The U.S. and other Western powers are wary of Tehran's nuclear intentions and suspect that Tehran ultimately intends to produce nuclear weapons, a charge Iran denies. Friday, Tehran delayed its response to a proposal made by the U.S., France, and Russia to further enrich Tehran's existing stockpile of low-grade uranium. Iran's top nuclear negotiator, Ali Asghar Soltania, told Iran's press TV that Tehran will respond to the offer next week, but that Tehran also expects the world powers to examine its own counterproposals for enriching uranium.
We are also waiting for the other parties to study our proposals and to reflect the results of their evaluation. At the same time, we have, in fact, started studying the draft proposal, and we are, in fact, working and elaborating on all details of this proposal from technical aspects and all other dimensions. And I will inform the Director General of the IAEA next week, as soon as I'm back to Vienna, about our evaluation.
U.S. officials indicated that they're prepared to wait a few more days for an Iranian response to the nuclear proposals, but that the Obama administration expects concrete action and does not have unlimited patience. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.